Track 2, Epic Images. Sam Barker's photography ranges from the cinematic to classic portraits.
An international photographer who transforms the ordinary into the extraordinary with his signature cinematic style, Sam Barker has a host of international awards, including the iconic D&AD Yellow Pencil Award for his HSBC project, Living River. 14 of his photographs are in the permanent collection of the National Portrait Gallery, including Tim Peake's portrait to mark his mission into space and David Attenborough's 90th birthday portrait. The youngest son of the poet George Barker and author Elspeth Barker, Sam grew up in rural Norfolk in a large bohemian family where goats and cats thieved from the kitchen table and teenage friends took up residence without their parents' consent. With a curious eye, a gregarious attitude and a brave, adventurous spirit, Sam fell into photography, literally by accident. Overcoming the impact of a horrific motorbike crash at 19, when he almost lost a leg, Sam was unable to continue with his manual labouring job, so enrolled at the prestigious London College of Printing, where he gained a distinction in photography. He went on to work as an assistant to leading photographer Matthew Donaldson, and his work was featured in The Telegraph, The Times, GQ and Harper's Bazaar. His work is now published across the world, and his clients include huge household names such as Sky, British Gas, Land Rover, Ferrari, Hugo Boss, Audi, the NHS, British Airways and many more. You have received multiple awards and have an impressive international client list. What or who was your first inspiration?
Well, I've been really inspired by the different places I've visited and people's relationship to the environment they inhabit. I love the fact that a farmer in his field or a blacksmith in his forge can feel as epic as a tribal warrior on the plains of a desert.
What is it like to work with stars like David Attenborough and Naomi Harris?
Working with David Attenborough is always great. He's one of the most professional people I've shot. He gives a lot back to elevate and help create the scene. Working with actors is always interesting, and it can depend on whether the shot is in character or not. For this one, Naomi was in character, so it was all about creating drama. Naomi has a natural ability that the best actors have to transform a scene.
Has growing up in Norfolk influenced your career in any way? And if so, how?
I think growing up in Norfolk has influenced the way I shoot, the sense of open space and dramatic light that's so particular to Norfolk is something that's continued to inspire my work. I've always been interested in the narrative of people's lives, and growing up in Norfolk I met plenty of colourful characters, which led me to want to interpret their stories with my photography.
If you had to choose, what areas of your work are you most proud of?
I think it's my environmental portraiture for the reasons I just mentioned.
Your style is strongly cinematic and you focus on capturing light in specific ways. Can you tell us more about this?
Well, I wanted to create a style straight away. Photography is an incredibly competitive business and you have to find a way to stand out. I decided early to do this with light. It has meant that I've had to take lights with me everywhere I've been, which has been hard work, especially hauling them with me to some very remote corners of the globe. But it allowed me to create a style and also shoot subject matter in a stylized way that feels a little different.
As an international photographer, you get to travel the world and meet incredible people. Where have you loved visiting most?
I have been really lucky. Photography has given me access to some amazing places around the world. Some of my favourite places have been Svalbard in the Arctic Circle, the Darien Gap rainforest in Colombia. Shooting in Iraq and Pakistan have been really interesting experiences, as has working in Russia. I also really love working in the US. The production teams there are really brilliant to work with, and the light over towards the west is consistently extraordinary.
Travelling to some of these places must have been challenging. Has there been any really scary times on a shoot?
Oh, yes, there have been some pretty challenging situations. My team and I have dealt with African warriors brandishing AK-47s, enraged Russian truckers spotting a random Soviet flag, and pretty terrifying armoured vehicles protecting us in Pakistan. So it's definitely not a job for the faint-hearted.
What has been the most exciting part of your career?
Well, I feel my career is exciting now. I'm always excited by the next project or shoot. I never know what's around the corner. And this aspect of the business makes it really compelling for me and keeps me on my toes.
Your connections are still very strong with Norfolk. Do you have a favourite place to visit when you're here?
Oh, yes, I have an unbreakable bond with Norfolk. It's always going to be home. It's where I grew up and where I spent summer months with friends, walking for miles over the county's long stretches of roads and fields, with those giant skies as a constant companion. I love to go back to North Norfolk, especially, in particular, the market town of Aylsham, where I went to school and still have many friends. The auction at Keys is great and does the best fried breakfast. Plus, I'm always up for a good lunch at the Gunton Arms. I also love the coast, and Overstrand is a place I'll be spending a lot more time soon.
Do you ever imagine yourself settling back here?
Yes, I can. I love the city and all it offers, but I am drawn back to Norfolk constantly and can imagine one day I'll come back for good.
Lastly, do you have any advice for budding creatives?
Do one thing daily towards your career. It can be something as simple as sending an email, making a contact, or researching something you're thinking about working on. It all helps to progress your career and creates a positive habit. Always treat every job, no matter how big or small, with the same professionalism and energy. You never know what that job may bring to your future career.